This is the 930 WFMD Weekend Free Talk Express, featuring highlights from local talk shows.
So thank you for joining us once again for some highlights from our local talk programs during the week on WFMD. We feature Tim May and myself, Frank Mitchell, on Mid-Maryland Live, and start off with some thoughts from Bob Miller on the WFMD Morning News Express. Busy time at the Maryland General Assembly in Annapolis this past week or so. Crossover Day came up, and Bob gives us some of his thoughts on what they're talking about there.
It's happening. So the bills that are being put forth by our legislators, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of bills, and some of them will get some attention, and some of them won't get attention. There's a lot that are out there. I'm just going to read a couple. All right. And some of them you'll go, okay, I can see that. So I'll tell you who they're from. Delegate Ken Kurd, Democrat, one of his bills. I don't know if he's the sponsor or the co-sponsor, whatever, but he's on this one. Establishing a license to provide eyelash extension services.
What?
That's
what did I just hear?
That's House Bill 180. Establishing a license to provide eyelash extension services. So in other words, you know, you want to put on the eyelashes, and you've seen all the women who wear them. You got to now have a license for it. That's what he wants to have happen, have a license for them.
Working hard.
Yeah, right? I mean,
with these important bills.
Okay. So I'm just picking out. I grabbed one from each. Let's see. Karen Lewis Young gets a lot of lots of attention. I think her and Kevin have a hotline together. She just calls him and says, I need to be on the air. You can tell them what everybody. Okay. So let's see. Delegate Chris Fair. Let's see here. Requiring state assessments and taxation to Maine appraisal aids in the form of geographic images. I'm not sure exactly what that does. He has another one. Here's one that he has. Lowering the age at which minors may register to vote from 16 years of age to 15 years and 9 months old, requiring notification of voting eligibility. Do we really need that? I mean, I know, Chris, but we don't need that. 16 is fine. So I'm not saying that some of these bills will become laws, but these are what our legislators have put forth. And there's a bunch. I mean, the News Post has a list of all of them, and it's a huge list. It's a big list, and like I said, not all of them are going to get to get a hearing and or will be voted on. Let's see, Bill Foden and Delegate Chris Tomlinson. One of their bills, Senate Bill 1004, requiring Motor Vehicle Administration to make available specially designed vintage reproduction registration plates. Does that need to be a stinking bill? Here's a bill that if you want to make a bill. Or you want to do something, you can wipe out the bill. You don't need that bill. What you need to do is just have your license plates in Maryland, just one set, the back. And then that way, somebody can create these vintage reproduction license registration plates. That's simple. It's solved. Man, I should be in there.
Yeah, our neighbors to the north in Pennsylvania, just 15, right. 20 minutes away, they just have a plate in
one
the back.
License,
that's it.
One plate in the back. That's all you need, man. That's all you need. let's see. Repeal. So here's another bill from Chris Fair. Repealing a prohibition on knowingly transferring or attempting to transfer HIV. I'm not sure exactly what that bill is. I might have to look it up. But, I mean, I think people should, you know, if you have HIV, it should be something that you let everybody know about. If you're going to have as a partner, right? Let's see if I have some other ones here. Delegation bills, Frederick County Sheriff's Salary Work Group, allowing the New Spires Art Center to be covered by the Weinberg Center for the Arts existing liquor license. So in other words, across the street, sell more booze. Amending the Frederick Keys liquor license to allow Harry Grove Stadium to sell pre-mixed canned cocktails in addition to wine and beer. A lot of this has to do with drinking.
Well, because they get
taxes. A lot of their bills. I know. A lot of liquor stuff going on here. Let's see. Repealing the antiquated law requiring assignment of municipal offenders in the city of Frederick to road work. In other words, if you are, it's not it should be a law. Get people who, if you've done something wrong, maybe you go out and pick up some trash. Let's see. Just kind of allowing, let's see, Jesse Pippi, including, including deep fake representations in the state's revenge porn statute. I don't know what that is either, but I think that is making so somebody who's mad at you, Chris, they take a picture of your head and put it on somebody else's body and use it as revenge porn. I think that's what that might be. I could be wrong.
If you do that, can you put it on Jason Momoa's body, please?
The one where he's in the commercial where he has no muscles?
Yeah. That's actually a funny commercial.
There are a bunch of laws. And again, they want like one delegate, EV Infrastructure Council. So they want electric vehicles. The electric vehicles are going to go by the wayside. They're just not. Nobody's buying them. They're not taking off. They're too high a price. You can't charge them. There's not enough charging. I know that may come down the road, but right now it's just not. So, maybe we got a little far ahead of ourselves on some of this stuff. We'll talk more about this. And there are good ones. One was like establishing a special death benefit for judges who die in the line of duty. Of course, the judge who was shot and killed in his house in Washington County. Increasing the line of duty death benefits and maximum funeral expenses for eligible state employees. Only ones that I think would be eligible for that are people who are protecting and serving. That's it. Not anybody else. If you're like a council person or something, you don't get anything like that. We'll talk more about this coming up and whether or not we should establish a Maryland-Ireland Trade Commission. Really? Do we need that? The 90-day session that they have in Annapolis... Obviously, if they had more time, they would screw up more stuff, right? Everybody wants to have a bill. Everybody wants to think that their bills are very important. I think if I was elected, I would find if there was something that I really felt passionate about, then I would maybe put forth a bill. But my main job, if I was elected to Annapolis, is to shut down all the stupid bills. I would go and testify at all the stupid bills going, that's stupid. It's ridiculous. And we've had them over the years. And we've had them from Frederick County. We've had them from Montgomery, from all over. If you actually read, I went through just a few that was just from the Frederick delegation. And there's probably, I don't know, 50 or 60 of them. You think about that from every state in the in Maryland, how many they have to deal with. And then you have signy die. That's when they just kind of, all right, here, Bill and Rachel, through. Everybody say, yay, yay, oh, and they just pass a bunch of stuff. And it's ridiculous. It really is. I think that we need to do government differently. I really do. I don't know, but you can't give them more than 90 days because then they'll just spend more money and they'll screw up more things. And you will hear constantly, well, this is the best thing for Marylanders, blah, blah, blah. There are things that we really do need. I mean, the things that aren't even being, at least in Frederick County, and that's...
So there you heard from Bob Miller and the Chris Michaels and the Morning Crew. Every morning from 5 to 9, now on to Mid-Maryland Live with Tim May and me, Frank Mitchell, from 3 to 6 every afternoon, call-in talk show. And there was speculation that a bill might go through in Annapolis, but it did not. But it was interesting to talk about, even though it didn't make it. And that was a plan to reduce the sales tax in the state of Maryland by 1%, but add a number of taxes on to a number of services. We pick up on the conversation with Tim May.
All right. I was talking to you a little bit earlier about the gift of the state of Maryland, more taxes possibly. And what I found amusing was that there were big crocodile tears because they said if they lowered the Maryland sales tax from 6 to 5%, they would lose $1 billion in revenue, which makes sense, right? You cut taxes, you lose revenue. But they said once they introduced the new taxing on the new services, they would pick up $4 billion. So they're $3 billion to the good. Isn't that wonderful?
And if you're one who wonders, even if you're opposed to this, one who wonders why do people, think it's a good idea, instead of just raising the sales tax a percentage point, the sales tax is regressive.
Yeah,
And this and those. Explain, who argue
explain what
against
you mean it, regressive, Frank.
The
because it takes. Go ahead.
It hurts. It hurts the poorer end more than it hurts the richer end.
Well,
I mean that's a real dumbed down explanation.
I'll
of
say,
progressive.
I'll but, say.
And those who argue against this, I'd say what
that's
they
me.
Should argue
that's
is
me. I'm against it.
That it hurts Maryland's economically disadvantaged population.
Which is now everybody...
That would be a reasonable argument.
Which is everybody lives in the state of Maryland. We're all disadvantaged living in this state. I'll tell you that.
But for those who are for it, didn't mention that none of these services are currently taxed.
Yeah, you left that part out. Yeah. In other
you
words,
left that part
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Well, which I was trying to be a little bit nice to these individuals, but I can't be because, once again, if you got it, they want it. They'll take it. They'll find the right way, whatever. And in this beautiful landscape of the state of Maryland and how things are going, we wonder what they're doing with the money. Well, one of the ideas in Maryland is we have something called... the Pimlico Racecourse. Hi-ho.
Hi-ho, Pimlico.
That's good. That was why they're probably out of
That's the way back machine.
Yeah, it is way back. Let's see what Butch says. Butch has an idea. Butch, what say you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I love the way they come across and say, well, we can use the extra revenue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wish I could just say... I'm going to reduce this so I can use the extra revenue.
Yeah.
What they have to learn how to do is how to spend the money properly. These clowns, I'll tell you, they don't think about us out here because they're not going to hit the guys that are millionaires.
No.
They're going to hit the guys in the middle here.
Absolutely.
We're the ones that are catching the brunt of this, and these clowns just think, oh well, it's reducing your taxes, not hardly. If you've got to turn around and get taxed on labor every time you have something done, I hope they give us all a jar of Vaseline. Have a good day.
Well said, Butch. Well said. That's probably in case you get chapped lips from saying it.
Yeah.
Let's see what Jim says. Jim, what say you?
You know, does anybody ever figure out who ultimately pays the tax?
Yeah.
You know, it's the little guy. The business isn't going to pay it. They're going to pass it on. That's
absolutely.
The cost of doing business. You know, they say they're going to tax the corporations, and we buy toothpaste or Coca-Cola or a bottle of beer.
Yep.
We're not paying that tax. They're passing that on to us.
It's a pass-through.
The Democrats have so cleverly say, we're going to tax those damn corporations. They're not taxing the corporations. They're taxing us. And most of the people are don't realize that they're being taxed.
Absolutely.
It's not the corporations. It's us.
It passes down. And that's
Would somebody point that out big time? That the ultimate person who pays the tax is the consumer, period.
Absolutely.
Not the producer.
Frank, you want to address Jim's
comment? Well, now I've gone and done
exactly
it, Jim.
Right.
Now I've gone and done it. My people I know and friends who are in favor of this, they're going to say, Frank, thanks for giving the other side ammunition by saying that it hurts disadvantaged people a lot. Yeah, I mean, that's a legitimate argument.
And what I say, I said everybody in Maryland's disadvantaged.
No.
Yes.
But I think I understand why it's being introduced, but I just politically, it doesn't
sell. Because they can't stay with, because they haven't learned to live with what they take in. It's not a revenue problem. It's ordinary, say it. It's a spending problem, and every politician that's down there, apparently, that doesn't vote against more taxes, more fees, more petitions, more tolls. Oh, it's cool. Yeah. I understand. Yep. Let's pass it on to the consumer. That's it. We got all the money you need. Just, reminds me of a person once telling me they had all the money they needed. It was just in somebody else's pocket.
Well, Tim, you can spend a few hours researching the Maryland budget and the money is being wasted.
I could do it in about a minute.
The main issues are education, transportation.
Yeah. And Pimlico.
Safety.
Pimlico. $400 million going there. See what Mary says. Let's go to Mary first. You don't know where she is, do you? Mary, what say you?
Hey.
Hey.
So, all of these semantics that are used to create tyranny, like we're going to lose our... What we're really losing is tyranny. Because we are a constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a good civics class on what is going on. When you have a tyranny, which we are watching take place right before our eyes, there is no middle class. Socialism and Marxism has no middle class.
Those that have and those that don't.
Upper echelon.
Yeah.
Yep, there's those that have and those that don't. And we are buying into this nonsense through all of these venues like climate change and all that other
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
The climate is going to change. That's how it is. But we're pouring millions and billions of dollars into this nonsense.
Absolutely.
Because it's all tyranny. And the Democratic Party is calling it, we're losing our democracy. They don't even know what they're talking about.
We don't have a democracy.
We don't have a democracy. We don't have a republic. We have a constitutional republic. But they're overturning the Constitution. The Supreme Court doesn't matter anymore. They're going to just do whatever the hell they want. Excuse my language.
Elections have consequences, Mary. That's what we're dealing with now. Absolutely. Well said. Let's go.
Is that the only thing you can quote President Obama on?
Yeah. That's pretty much all he said. It made any sense. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Steve. Steve!
Hello, Tim!
What say you, brother?
What's going on, buddy?
Well, everything is... I don't know. You'd have to tell us. You have to bring
That's
us up.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, just to let you know, the Frederick County government, our executive, sent a thing out today of one of the preliminary budget hearings.
Yes, sir.
I got it on my email.
Yes, sir.
Millions and millions and millions of extra dollars are asked for. I think the school board, between facilities and renovations and other things, added 62 more on with what they're proposed to get.
62
Where
million?
Where are we getting all this money?
You're in your pocket?
Yep, 62.
Well, just remember...
Get on their web...
The government's never broke as long as you have money.
Okay, that's the old saying, as long as I got a check, I got money, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yes, it's unbelievable. You can get on their website, Tim, on the Frederick County government website, and it'll tell you the hearing that's coming up and what's proposed. $62 million just in the first paragraph after.
Yep.
Steve, have you done gone on to do the balancing act?
Oh, did you see that? Yes.
Oh, good.
I was going to do that today.
Yes. Let us know what you think after you do it.
Yes, I'm going to do that tonight when I get back to the fire station, because I like to get into my office where I've got a nice screen, and I'll say, look, let me do this, click the boxes here, what do you think about this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that, like up here at the high school, Brunswick, that poor thing is falling down around it.
Yes, it is.
Around everybody. Why don't they put that number one? Board. You know what I mean?
I guess you have to look and see that people have to know where the votes are.
Well, to people there, it is number one. To people in other places,
well, it's the
it
worst,
should still
it's
the be on the
shape.
List, but it might not be their number
it's
one.
It's the worst shape, though, Frank. Wouldn't you go by need and rather than by...
But it is an absolute need.
Well, I'll say that is the absolute need. I mean, when you want to be number one, you don't want to be number one needing help. And that's apparently what Brunswick High School is.
We should talk about this because the county executive put out an overview of her proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does the school board want? Additional $62 million? I saw that.
No, there are major construction projects that are needed.
I just ask you the question. Did the school board just ask for an additional $62 million? The answer is yes. Thank you. Correct?
Yes. Okay. They are seeking $62 million above the required maintenance of effort.
All right. Very well said then. All right. And again, that is once they get it, by the way, it becomes maintenance of effort. Did you know that? Of course, I know that's a little unknown secret. But once you increase the school board's budget and they get it, that never goes below that. Doesn't even stay close to it.
And there you go. Some samples from WFMD's Morning News Express and Mid-Maryland Live in the afternoon. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of the Weekend Free Talk Express. We'll talk to you during the week and again next weekend.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.